Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now say, am I love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, oh, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Hallelujah. Love lifted me. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. They thought I was worth saving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Yes, Lord. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. Hallelujah. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Hallelujah. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Yes, you did, Lord. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Hallelujah. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Thank you, Lord. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you, and I worship you, and I give you glory, so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. So I will praise you, and I worship you, and I give you glory, so I can be free, so I can be whole, and I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. Hallelujah. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you, and I worship you, and I give you glory. So I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You thought I was worth saving. Yes, Lord. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. Hallelujah. You thought I was to die for. Hallelujah. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. So I will praise you, and I worship you, and I'll give you glory. So I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free and I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. You thought I was worth saving. You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Hallelujah. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you, and I worship you, and I give you glory. So I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Hallelujah. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. You thought I was to die for. Oh, you thought I was to die for. So you sacrifice your life so I can be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Greta, are you?
We don't. Good morning, each and every one of you, and we thank you for joining us this morning on the Master's Call. This is our telecommunications sanctuary, and we welcome each and every one of you. I ask you to just take a seat in our virtual sanctuary, get your mind prepared, get your tool out, which is your Bible, basic instruction before leaving Earth, and let's go before the Lord in prayer. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for this day that is a new day for us, Father. We thank you for a new beginning. We have fresh blessings in our mind. We are so thankful that you felt it not, robbery. You saved us, Father, from ourselves. Father, we just want to put before you several prayer requests that have been submitted to us that you already knew about. Father, we have people on the line that have sickness in their bodies, Father, that have worries on their mind, that have family members that may be challenged, Father, but we know that you have this, and we just thank you, Father, for being able to have a place to put these things, Father. So we put them before you, Father, and we lay them at your feet and know that you will take care of it, Father. We ask you to cover the co-founders, doctors, Vanessa Weatherspoon and P.K. Roberts Patton, that you keep them, Father, and that you continue their journey with this call, and you keep them strong in faith so that they can share that with the community of people that come before you each and every day, Father. We thank you so much for the word that's going to come forth out of the mouth of one of your children that will be the words that you would have us to hear this morning, Father. We thank you, Father, for just getting up this morning and being able to hear the word. So, Father God, as we continue our day on this Tuesday, April the 15th, Father, that a day that in 2020 is new for us and that we will stand strong in this day, Father. In our brother's name, we thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And I will now relinquish the call to the host for the day.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you so much. This is a joyful moment. Thank you, Ms. Vanita, for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. We thank you, Mr. Rosen. Every time I think about it, hallelujah, I didn't have to worry. I thought about it. I can be saved, Lord. I can be saved and be free this morning. Thank you for ushering us in this morning. We so appreciate you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Well, let me just share a little bit about this call. It's on October 2010. Two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. And we have a scripture we go by, Psalms 88:13. But you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enhance and enrich your power of beliefs as they begin their day. Amen. We also have a website that you can review 24/7. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our speakers. The theme for the year of 2020 was supernatural eyes of faith in us, through us, and evidence of great work must be released and seen. If you and led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Vanita, as a host, as yours truly, or share word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And co-founder Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer journal minister, Brenda Torres, will contact you. But we do have a surprise on Friday. You can stay on the call Friday and give your praise report on request. And we are so grateful for that. Phenomenal call. We have a phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great product to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and you also can share with everyone you come in contact with. The new Morning Motivation call is called held every Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist product. The number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCO, we have a bypass number that you can call first. That's 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts, and you will be connected with us. Today is Tuesday and Presidential Tuesday, so we want everybody to call in and listen to that call. Also, I want to share with you, please, by all means, please stay connected to your WhatsApp app and your back office. Stay connected. So we are home now, so we can get to call others and to update them, bring them, you know, just share the information, because we do have a COVID-19 package that will help us during this this season here. This really has been really a season here in New York, so we really just want to make sure you guys are staying connected and, more importantly, helping others become healthy. Well, let me just stop, because I want to bring our speaker this morning. She's no stranger to this call, but she is a person that I my prayer partners, and I truly, truly appreciate her. This is Prophet Kai Brown. Prophet Kai Brown was born in New York City. Currently, she lives in San Antonio, Texas at this time. She received her B.S. in electronic engineering in 1996. She called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister. God led her to a seminary where she received her Master of Art, Pastoral Counseling, a Master of Divinity, Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, for the plans he had for her life. She has a son, Christopher, who is he's our child, he's now grown. she's a publisher of the first book when God birthed the ministry. She was a prayer partner. She's one of the artists. Family member. She's a distributor. She does everything. We are so proud of her. I'm so glad to be a friend of her. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some, present the other, none other than our speaker, Prophet Brown. Prophet Brown, are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And of course, to our Minister Benita, we thank you for seating and greeting the people, and to our psalmist of the morning, thank you, thank you, thank you for setting the atmosphere and just bombarding the heaven. I want to, of course, thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes is why we could be here today, and they thought it not robbery to allow me to come before you for just a moment, and of course, giving all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to get right into the word today, and we're going to start with 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Today's message is, it is time to pray. It is time to pray. See, this situation does not take God by surprise. This pandemic that is spreading through the world did not catch him off guard. He wasn't, you know, sleeping somewhere, didn't know that this was coming. See, God has done this before. He has allowed this to be before, and so he is allowing it to be again. There's nothing new under the sun. But our response, what we choose to do, how we choose to walk through this situation and circumstance, determines a lot of things. It is time to pray. See, prayer changes things. See, God desires that we come seeking him, speaking to him, listening for what he has to say in return. So if we pray, then God moves. See, God wants us to spend this time seeking his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for this season. For he knows the plans he has towards us, a plan to give us a hope and a future. But are we praying? Are we seeking him? Are we spending time listening to what he has to say to us about this season? It's time to pray, my sisters and brothers. It's time for us to do our part. We need to spend time on our face in our prayer closets laying before him. Because if we think about it, prayerlessness is actually a sin. 1 Samuel 12:23-24 says, "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray. And I will teach you the way that is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you." See, our response has to be prayer in all situations. Not praying is to sin against God. Not praying is to allow the enemy to have place. Not praying means that we don't care what the situation and circumstances are. See, it's up to us to spend time on our knees, to spend time on our face, seeking God's desired plan for us. It's time to pray. See, the more we pray, the more time we take our eyes off of the situation and focus on the fixer, he who created the world. Don't focus on the creation. Focus on the creator. That relationship is the paramount one. Spending time in prayer releases his power that is within us. We need to make sure that we're sending out his light into the world during this time. That light is only in us if we are reading our word, seeking his way, and praying his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We don't have the option of sitting idle. Too many amazing, dynamic men and women of God are falling by the wayside due to this pandemic. It is time to pray. We have to make sure that as we are praying, we are not praying things, but we are praying for God's desired outcome. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we don't need to be hoarding. God was very clear, give us this day our daily bread. Now, that doesn't mean we don't, you know, plan ahead, but we don't hoard ahead. We plan for the time period that God tells us to plan for. We have supplies for the time period that God tells us to have supplies for. But we don't need to hoard those supplies because he will give us this day our daily bread. That doesn't mean there's not preparation. It just means that we don't have to act like the world and get out of control with that preparation. Just like every time I have to go out of my house, I put my mask on, I put my gloves on. I'm covered by the blood, and I understand who I am and what my relationship is with him. But that does not mean that I go outside unprepared. There's no need to be foolish during this time. We need to act as if we are in relationship with him because we are, like we are his because we are. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 22. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecy with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. See, God gives us the plan. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. See, he's not leaving us to our own devices. As Minister Benita said, he gave us the basic instruction before leaving earth in our Bible. But are we putting it to use? Are we doing our part? It is time to pray. See, the more time we spend in prayer, which is not just talking to God, but hearing what he has to say, the less time we're focused on the circumstances. Now, God didn't say give thanks for all things. He said give thanks in all things. So that means the things that are coming are going to come. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Not that no weapon will form, but it won't prosper. We have to do our part. We have to spend time in prayer. We have to make sure that we are hearing God clearly and acting on what he's told us to act on and speaking forth that which he told us to speak. And praying for that which he told us to pray for. We have to do our part. We can't sit idly by and allow the world to have its way. If we pray to our Father who is in heaven, he will hear us. So we have to make sure that we're spending time in prayer. James 5 and 16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person availeth much. That means it has great power as it is working. So we continually, if we read our word, God is telling us not only to pray, but what prayer does. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Or it's also said, the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. It's time to pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer affects the outcome of situations and circumstances. But are we doing our part in prayer? Are we pressing in while we have the extra time, while we are in quarantine? Are we sitting in front of our TVs catching up on extra shows? Now, there's nothing wrong with watching TV or even having the occasional binge watch. I do it myself. But are we taking some of this extra time that we have on our hands and spending it seeking God, understanding and learning what this season is for? What lessons are we to learn from this season? What do we need to know about this time that we haven't gotten, that we don't understand? Nothing happens by chance or circumstance or happenstance. Matthew 6 and 7 says, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." It's not about just talking and talking and talking and asking and asking and asking. It's about hearing as well. What is God saying for this season? I love it that God does not leave anything to chance for us. He tells us it's not about the many words that you speak. It's about your relationship with me and you hearing from me, as well as talking to me. Sometimes we just need to heap love upon the Lord and not ask for anything. It's up to us to do our part. Matthew 26 and 41, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now, I can't tell you how many times I've called myself, you know, laying before the Lord and woke up a couple hours later like, okay, oops, my bad. So we have to be intentional about our prayer time. We have to make sure that we set that time aside and not allow our flesh to take over during that time, because the enemy doesn't want us praying. He wants as much mass hysteria and death and pain to come into the world as possible. That's his job. And he is on his job. And he enjoys what he does. So we need to make sure we are on our jobs and that we are praying in this season. Prayer affects the outcome of life. Ephesians 6 and 18, "Praying at all times in the Spirit with the prayer, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." We are to be praying for one another. I don't know anyone who has not been personally affected by this pandemic. Somebody you know, somebody in your church family, somebody in your family, somebody down the street, around the corner, somebody you work with. It's time to pray. This does not catch God off guard. This does not happen by chance. But our response to it, what we do in it and through it, because there is a through it for this situation, is part of it. Not murmuring or backbiting, but praying without ceasing. God is very clear that we are to pray. The word tells us, and I'm going to leave you with 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 again. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour your land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, not before then, but then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. It's time to pray. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Prophet Kai, for that profound word. I will pray. I will pray. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Let me just say, after this few announcements, I'm going to call you back for the benediction, please. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us pray and pray of all our prayer requests this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming to you in prayer. We thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you this morning for just waking us up, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Prophet Kai Brown for it's time to pray. Hallelujah, it's time to pray. We can't stop. We need God more than ever now. Hallelujah. Every time we wake up, we need him just to be in our presence. Lead the word. Take the time just to be in his presence. It's so important. We thank you for the two outstanding co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Wells, what this master call Monday through Friday. We pray. Lord, pray for every prayer warrior, guest, artist, life, distributor, for joining us this morning and thought it would not rob it to be here in the sanctuary. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with us. More importantly, thank you for the workers that bring the products to us. Father, we thank you for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, for those helping script this morning, Lord. Father, we ask you this morning, thank you. We want to pray for Pastor Lavonia Lewis and her family this morning, Lord. Lift them up this morning. They need you like never before, God. We want to understand, Lord, with a lot of us going through this right now, COVID-19 is touching a lot of our lives, but, Lord, you know before we did. Lord, that's what we have to pray. We pray this morning that for the sick and the shut-in, Lord, pray for the hospital, nursing home, Lord, that you protect those who are not. Come our fears. Fill us with your hope, joy, love, and peace. We continue to trust you, Lord. We trust you in everything we do. We want to glorify your power, your healing, to display us, Lord. Put us in a state of mind that we are not fearful. Lord Jesus, you understand. Lord, we forgot that you was here, but now, Lord, you put something out of our lives. We can only pay attention, Father God. We thank you for the bereaving family, Lord. Protect them this morning. Comfort them like never before. Comfort everyone that's in that COVID-19, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. And let me just say to you guys, this playback, please, I would love for everyone to share this powerful playback message this morning. I'm going to give you the number, 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Yes, the new morning motivation call is next. Please dial that number, 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617 pound. It's presidential Tuesday. Please connect with that call. Thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting us this morning and opening us in that powerful prayer. And I certainly want to thank Minister Rosman. Hallelujah, this morning. I can be free. I can be free. Thank you, Minister Prophet Ty Brown. Thank you again for that powerful message. We must pray. Will you close us in a benediction, please?
Again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you because we know that you have already worked this out for our good and your glory. We thank you, Father, knowing that you are in control, and we come seeking your face, asking you to lead and guide us through this process, Father, as only you can. Lord, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we just want to make sure that we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, that is due only you, O God, because we know that you are God and God all by yourself. So, Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we ask that you can continue to keep us each and every day as we pray without ceasing, seeking your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for this season. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those, stay in and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.